My name is Keely Orgeman. I am the Seymour H. Knox Jr. Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art. Helen Frankenthaler was an abstract painter who gained recognition in the post-war New York art scene at a very young age. After having studied with two well-regarded artists, first with Rufino Tamayo at the Dalton School in New York City, and then with Paul Feeley at Bennington College in Vermont, Frankenthaler was encouraged to attend the renowned summer art school in Provincetown, Massachusetts, led by Hans Hofmann. In the summer of 1950, Frankenthaler went to study with Hofmann at the prompting of an influential art critic named Clement Greenberg. Luckily for Frankenthaler, Greenberg counted himself among her closest supporters and ensured her exposure to other art and artists that he deemed worthy of attention. Importantly, Greenberg introduced Frankenthaler to the work of Jackson Pollock, inviting her to an exhibition of Pollock's paintings at the Betty Parsons Gallery in 1950, and in the following year, having her accompanying him on a visit to Pollock's studio in Long Island. And around that time of their encounter, Pollock had made two radical moves with his work. Rather than using brushes, he flung and dripped paint onto his canvases, and he painted them on the floor. When Frankenthaler visited Pollock's studio, she strongly responded to the sense of freedom that she observed in Pollock's movements around the rolled-out canvas, though she didn't much care for his dripping technique. Returning to her own studio and ruminating on this experience for some months, she decided to adopt only part of Pollock's approach by working with unstretched, unprimed canvases on the floor. But she accommodated this change by developing a very novel process of paint application, first combining oil and enamel with turpentine, and then mixing them into a thin consistency, and finally pouring the mixture from a coffee can directly onto the canvas, which soaked and stained its fibers. Low Tide represents Frankenthaler's continued exploration of the pouring technique, as well as her distancing from conventional notions of landscape painting. Color forms the entire compositional structure of Low Tide. Five diluted pigments, purple, green, blue, turquoise, and yellow, spread over the surface to delineate the soft, slightly overlapping boundaries between what one might interpret as depictions of land and sea, or, on a smaller scale, sandy beach and tide pool. In his text for the section of the exhibition, James Prosek writes that humans define the boundaries of color, among other natural phenomena which nature itself does not categorize. I really like Prosek's idea of boundary testing in relation to Frankenthaler, who defied the human impulse to record the observable world in favor of conveying her experience or sense of how nature orchestrates the interaction between visible and invisible forces. Through aesthetic form, her painting approximates the ebb and flow of the tides, that natural rhythm that defines the fluid parameters of the seashore in relation to inland waters. She once said, "My pictures are full of climates, abstract climates, not of nature per se, but a feeling, and the feeling of an order that is associated more with nature."